Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver. I'm Cindy Broad, reporting for Stockhouse Media. This podcast is part of our Extraordinary Futures Conference coverage 2019 coming to you from Vancouver. I'm joined on the floor of Extraordinary Futures by Paul Peterson. Paul is the co-founder and CEO of Nextleaf. Nextleaf trades under the symbol OILS, oils, on the CSE, and under the symbol OILFF on the OTCQB. Welcome, Paul. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.
Fantastic. So tell me a little bit, Paul, about what makes Nextleaf unique.
Yeah, our focus since the company was established in early 2017 was to focus on developing intellectual property around industrial scale disruptive extraction, purification, and formulation of CBD and THC. And over the last 2.5 years, we've been successful developing a portfolio of 8 issued and over 28 pending patents around the industrial scale production of cannabinoid distillate, which is the precursor of every cannabis-infused product. It's a tasteless, odorless, highly refined THC or CBD molecule. So we're very excited now to start commercializing our intellectual property here in Canada through our partners, and obviously globally as Canada legalizes the cannabis-infused products 2.0, which become federally legal next month, and just excited for the opportunity.
It's coming up so fast all of a sudden, isn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me, Paul, you obviously have a lot of vast experience in this industry. You're growing this fantastic company. Tell me what is exciting to you currently in the cannabis industry and what can investors look forward to?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. I mean, I've been in the cannabis industry since about 2013 when the MMPR was created. We were involved as shareholders of Peace Naturals and exited when the Cronos Group bought us out in 2016. And what we're very excited about now is extraction and purification and manufacturing of all these 2.0 products. That's where we really see the mass market appeal of cannabis to be. We look at the industry, and over the last 5 years, it's all been about growing plants, how many millions of square feet you have, and selling dried bud and low-dose cannabis oil. Obviously, concentrates and edibles haven't been legal, and they don't become legal until October 17th of this year. But I think when you step back and really look at the industry from 40,000 feet, we say that mass market will never be rolling and smoking a joint. There'll always be a big market for high quality cannabis that people roll up and consume in through this sort of ritualistic experience. But right. When you look at what the mass market appeal is, it is baby boomers. It is therapeutic based uses for cannabinoids, and how all those products are manufactured is you need a high purity standardized molecule,
right,
that can then be added to the product as they're manufactured, similar to nutraceutical products. So we really look at THC and CBD as ingredients. And for us, we see those molecules and how those are produced and how they're added to products being similar to how sugar's added to products. And so we take the approach that if you can produce high purity standardized molecules cheaper than the next company, I think you'll have a big competitive advantage. So we've really been focused on developing intellectual property, on having that leadership position and making sure that we really protect our IP, not just in Canada, but globally as legalization is happening everywhere. I mean, obviously Canada, first G20 nation to legalize it federally. And we think that the opportunity that every Canadian producer, including Nextleaf, has is to really be on the forforefront of this thing as cannabis legalization is happening medically and recreationally across the globe.
Great. You guys are working hard. Sounds like hard. Excellent. Tell me about sort of what investors can look forward to. What are some huge highlights or milestones that NextLeaf is planning on experiencing in the next, say, 6 to 12 months?
No, that's a great question. I mean, you know, for us is getting into commercial scale production. So, you know, now what we're waiting for is obviously the regulations to come into effect, and then for Health Canada to start approving these, whether it's infused beverage or a vape pen. I think what's exciting is, you know, edibles, vape pens, and beverages currently are illegal in Canada.
Right.
Deloitte projects that industry to be about $2.7 billion per year in sales. And so you're looking at a legal market that's going from zero to $2.7 billion very, very quickly.
Right.
And we look at it, it's a race. We love business. We love this industry. And for us, the challenge is being able to beat a whole lot of billion-dollar market cap companies to having products on store shelves under these new 2.0 products and being able to kind of be the leader in these new formats.
So what are you guys doing as far as sort of the edible side of it, or can you speak to the beverage side of it? Tell me a little bit about that.
We just announced earlier in the week a partnership with a company called Bevcana.
Yeah.
So they have a world-class bottling facility in BC. They can do about 70 million bottles per year, highly automated facility. What's most important is that we think that they will be one of the first two or three licensed facilities in Canada to manufacture infused beverages at scale. And that's very, very important because, you know, you can get up in a boardroom or, you know, get on a podcast when you're a CEO of a cannabis company and you can make all kinds of projections, but you can't actually realize any of that business unless if you have a licensed facility. For us, the partnership with Bevcana really represents what we see as the big opportunity. And for us, that is to be a wholesaler producer of standardized, tasteless, odorless molecules that then, whether it's Bevcana, other beverage companies or edible makers, it's being that go-to source to now drop, you know, the standardized molecule into their product. Bevcana, We're very excited about. We've got news coming out this week here regarding some technology that has been in the works for about 12 months. We're acquiring it from a group of chemical engineers and formulators. We think this technology will truly revolutionize how infused beverages are consumed and infused THC or CBD drinks are consumed, because it increases the onset and the bioavailability. So, the example I always give is if it took you an hour and a half for you to feel the effects of beer, like it does when you consume an edible or an infused beverage, I think, you know, that hour and a half would make beer very, very unpopular.
For sure.
and that's the big challenge. That's the technical challenge. It's not just as simple as adding a THC or CBD molecule to a beverage. It's, you know, how do you make it taste good, and how do you make it kick in very quickly. So this technology that we're announcing tomorrow, we're extremely excited about, because it reduces, at least when I'm consuming it, reduces the onset time from about an hour and a half to less than 5 minutes. I would personally put our technology against the tech that any of these other big guys have produced.
Yeah.
Patent pending. So I think that's also very important for us. We have 8 issued patents. We actually have more issued patents than every single producer in Canada combined. Every single publicly traded company, you add up all their issued patents, we actually have more than the whole industry. And I think it demonstrates our ability to actually develop and protect intellectual property. So that's a big focus now, looking at some of the formulation into how you manufacture these infused beverages. And you know, this is a market that we're very excited about. How we commercialize this IP is through the Bevcanas of the world. And you know, it's exciting times for all of us. It's really, I say to the team every single day and to our shareholders, we're making history, and we're witnessing history at the same time.
Yeah, that's great. Kind of along those lines, can you tell me what is the most important thing that you've learned about the cannabis industry and the capital markets in the last 12 months?
You know, I think we've seen a lot of stocks run over the last few years. I think there's been a lot of companies that have made a lot of promises, but I think the biggest thing is you got to start developing a competitive advantage, whether that's being low cost leader, leading on quality, or leading on a technical advantage. But I think the biggest thing that I always look at is, are companies doing too much? And, you know, the big buzzword is vertical integration.
Yeah.
We think that, you know, vertical integration sounds great when you're up in front of a boardroom or you're talking to investors, but where it isn't good is actually when you got to go and do it. And there's very few examples in other industries where companies have been able to do it all. They've been able to, you don't see Coca-Cola growing sugar canes, extracting it and selling branded products. So, I think it's just making sure that, that the companies that you're betting on or believing in, are, you know, have the bandwidth and have the expertise to kind of go out there and focus on one or two things and do those better than anybody else.
Sounds like good advice, definitely. Finally, what can you tell our investor audience regarding the current valuation of your stock and why Nextleaf is a great buy right now?
Yeah, I mean, when we look at, you know, some companies that have a similar business model to sort of how we commercialize our IP, that would be, you know, companies that do extraction in Canada, whether that's toll processing or kind of white label wholesale production. So the guys at MediPharm Labs and Valens, I think both have done extremely well over the, you know, 2019. And more importantly, they validated our business model or validated the idea of focusing on one thing and do that well. And when we look at our market cap, we think that there's a lot of upside for investors that believe that the future is in infused products and believe that there's a lot of value in companies that can successfully develop intellectual property. Obviously, if you look at the biggest cannabis company globally, Canopy Growth, they've got 80 patents pending, and we're very, very happy and proud of the work that the team did when we've been able to beat these guys to a number of issued patents, and that for us is the blue sky, and that for us is what we see the long-term value being is when big tobacco, big alcohol, these big consumer packaged goods companies get into this space, what they ultimately care about is intellectual property, and then what they care about is being able to then commercialize that IP through branded products, and that's really where we're focused. We're in this to build a $1 billion company. We're swinging for the fences, and we're just having a lot of fun doing it.
Sounds fantastic. Well, you're definitely very well positioned, as it seems. So again, I'm on the floor of the Extraordinary Futures Conference 2019. I was joined by Paul Peterson, and Paul's the co-founder and CEO of Nextleaf. Nextleaf trades under the symbol OILS, oils, on the CSE, and under the symbol OILFF on the OTCQB. Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy day to join us today, Paul. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks very much, Cindy. Really appreciate it.
Okay, and thanks everyone for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.